Congressman Bill Owens was in Plattsburgh Monday afternoon, just prior to the release of the immigration reform package. He said there are specific items he wants in any immigration measure.
It looks like the Gang of Eight decided to get out a little bit ahead of the president. So it'll be interesting to see how those two mesh together. Clearly, the basic concepts that they have in this document, at least as reported, sounds like it's a good step in the right direction. Clearly, what we need to make sure happens is that our farm labor up here in the North Country and really throughout upstate New York, particularly in the dairy industry, gets included in this package.
One of the things that's in the framework that has been published so far does have an acknowledgement of agriculture and dairy. I take it that is a priority for you. How would you like to see that handled in any immigration reform?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to have a guest worker program that will allow the people who've been working on the dairy farms for a long time to stay. It's going to take a little while for us to figure out, I think, where these packages of legislation are going relative to permanent residence, citizenship, amnesty. All of those things are going to have to be played out, and we're going to just have to see what the particular pieces of legislation offer.
There's also going to be a lot of different things regarding the youth that have been in the country illegally along the lines of the DREAM Act, which I think you initially had voted against a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
It was. One of the reasons I voted against that act was it did not include the resolution of the farm workers. And for us, that really is the most important piece of immigration reform we can get. I was having a conversation with somebody on the telephone today, and they were talking about immigration reform and asking me what I thought about the difference between the border I live next to and the southern border. And I said, what we're trying to do on the northern border is move people and goods back and forth across as expeditiously as possible, taking into account security. We have a different view of immigration, I think, up here.
Is there enough focus on immigration through the northern border?
Well, I think that there will be impact to the northern border in any of these programs. We still have folks who come across with L-1 visas, with other trade visas in from Canada under NAFTA. So I think that we're going to be able to work it through. What we're more interested in, I think, up here is not so much necessarily immigration, but actually the movement of people back and forth across the border. As I mentioned before, we have L-1 visas. Those visas really allow people to come into the United States to work during the day and in many cases return home at night. We have commuter visas up here. It's very unusual, very unique, but it's a different, if you will, a different set of border issues.
One of the other immigration programs that this area has taken advantage of a lot in Vermont and to some degree in the North Country of New York is the EB-5 program. How might that fit into any of the reforms, and what would you do to make sure that the advantages we've had through EB-5 are protected?
Well, I'm relatively comfortable that will simply get included in the legislation as we move forward. I don't think that program will likely see any significant changes. There have not been complaints other than the administrative process of getting someone through the EB-5 program. Now, whether or not we can make that a smoother path, whether or not we can accelerate that kind of activity, not clear. My suspicion is we won't see much tinkering with the EB-5 program.
One of the Gang of Eight's proposals is that they want to make sure that youth here that are being educated under STEM, the science, math, engineering, don't end up having to leave the country once they get a degree from the country. If we're going to educate them, we ought to be able to take advantage of their education. How might that be advantageous for the educational institutions in northern New York?
The idea that someone comes here, gets a bachelor's degree in science or engineering, maybe gets a master's degree, those folks we want to hold here, that's all part of the overall vision that we have of taking the Trudeau Institute, of Clarkson University, of St. Lawrence University, and having them work together as they develop products through their research that we commercialize those products. We do not want to see the money and time and effort that we've put into educating people leave the country.
Bill Owens, how much of this renewed focus on immigration do you think is due to what happened in the November elections and the beating, basically, that the Republicans took in the Hispanic vote?
Well, one would hope that this is not a politically motivated activity. One would hope that what really is going on here is a recognition that we, in many cases, need folks, immigrants, to do work in the United States like we do on our dairy farms. Everybody knows that who's living here in the North Country. People recognize that throughout the country, that we need these immigrants to do jobs that are not otherwise being filled by Americans. And this just is a make sense project.
What kind of debate do you anticipate in the House?
Well, I would expect that what people will get most excited about will be the path to citizenship and or amnesty. And so how that is constructed will be of great interest to me. I think we have to be very careful with an amnesty program. At the same time, we need to create a path to citizenship. And that can be done by imposing penalties, by extending the time, by limiting people's access, if you will, for a period of time to various benefits in the United States. There's a whole range of things that we could do, but the fact of the matter is we need to get this problem resolved. We in the North Country need to get the farm worker problem resolved. So if it's part of an overall package, we're going to take a very serious look at it.
Congressman Owens represents New York's 21st Congressional District, which borders Canada to its north and west. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.